a chabura. From one chabura to another chabura, minayin. How do we know there's something wrong? Drashi mechabura lachabura minolan. Drashi chabura shal shnei psochim abayis echad. In one house, you have two different people, two different groups of people, eating from two different korban pesachs. One is eating on this side, 10 people, and 10 people on the other side. How do we know you're not allowed to take the meat from one chabura, from one gathering, to the other gathering? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Loitoitzi min habayis min habos techutza. Don't take the meat from the korban pesach when you're eating it outside your house, it says. Is ainly yella mi bayis labayis. I only know the Pasuk says, don't take it from your house outside. So from one house to another house, that I know you're not allowed to do. What about mechaburu lachaburu minayin? How do I know in the same house, if you have two different groups of people eating a korban pesach, you're not allowed to take the meat from one group and bring it to the other group? How do I know you can't move the meat from one chaburu to another chaburu? Talmud loyma chutzah. The Pasuk says chutzah means chutz liachilosoi. You shouldn't take it away from the place where you're reading. So,
and the pshat is the way Rashi says chutzah zot Rashi kroa yiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk here, really. Lemelov to teach us chutz lechabur achilosai. Not only outside the house, but even outside from one group to another group, also there's an avera, there's this lav.
Means you can't take it out from the place where you're eating. So there's such an Indian, that's also called yotzei, to take the meat out of the place where you're eating. Omer Rabami, hamoytzei boser pesach, mechabura lechabura. If somebody takes the meat from his korban pesach, where his group was eating it, and he picks up the meat and takes it to another place where the next chabur is. Mechabura lechabura. Is the halacha eina chayiv, you're not chayiv, ad shiniach, until you put it down. Says, why? Hoytzok sivvei, kishabis. The Pasuk says, loytoytzei min habayis, you can't take it out from this house. Loitaitzi min abayis. So the Torah says Loshin from Hoytzah, mashma like in Yisra Shabbos. You can't carry it out, just like on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry it from your house outside. So by Shabbos, you have to have a Nakira. You have to pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and then put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's called Hoytzah by Shabbos. So the same thing here also. When the Torah says there's a lav, not to take the meat out of your gathering, means you're not allowed to pick it up, and the law is if you put it down. But you have to have hanocha k'shabbos. The Maromai Shabbos, just like Hilcha Shabbos, adi yoved akiruv hanocha, the yisro hoitzo b'shabbos means you have to pick it up from a rishus ha'yochot or a rishus ha'rabin, and then put it down in the other rishus. Is af hochinami, the same thing here, by this law, not to take the meat of your korban pesach out of your gathering, to put it to another gathering, is adi yoved akiruv hanocha. There's only an Isser if you do an Akira, you pick it up from your place, your gathering, and you have to put it down someplace else. But if you just hold it and walk around with it, there wouldn't be a lot. For the more must Rabbah Baba Mamo. So Rabbah Baba Mamo has a kashra on this. If you told me there's only a lot, there's only an Indian of Yotzei, if you put it down later, what about this halacha? Gemara in Zvachim brings down, they used to carry the korban pesach like on mutas on sticks. Drashi hoya, or not the korban pesach. Drashi hoya soivlim oisam bemutais. Purim hanetzrofim. This is the purim, the animals that the chatis, that you're supposed to burn the meat. The kohanim don't eat the meat. That's called purim hanetzrofim, a certain kabonis, that you burn the meat. Kegoin par visoy yom kippur, or else par helim dover, or par koyim mashiach. Hanetzrofim that are supposed to be burnt. Where do you burn this chatis? Chutz legimu machnas, outside El Yerushalayim. The Yafina b'seid yuma perishnei sirim lalom b'shar purim asrofim atenoisel lem gimu machnois v'kan b'yoma kipurim atenoisel lem machnachas b'tmiyam v'yoytse el mechutz lamachne b'sorof el lem lo kivin shiyoytse chutz lamachnachas metame begodim. Here avada, this purim on Yom Kippur is also in asrofim. Where are you supposed to burn it? Outside Yerushalayim. You have to go outside all gimu machnos. So why is the Pasuk Mashma, as soon as you go out of one machna, you go out of the Beis Hamikdash, there's such halachim? It means to say that your begotten become tummy. That's what it means. That as soon as you go out of one machna, right away you're matama begotten. The people that are carrying this pur, this and it's roughen, this chatis, their begotten become tummy. To aksiv yihasarif oiso yichabit begotten. The Pasuk says whoever burns these kabonis, the halacha is, you have to wash your clothing, means you have to put it into the mikvah, because they become tummy. Alma, what do you see? Kishayotzim min hazorim, when these people, the Kanim, whoever they are, carrying these Purim HaNesrofim, carrying the pieces of meat that are supposed to be burnt outside Yerushalayim, so as soon as they carry it outside the Azor, outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Matama Begodim Shalayim. Right away, the Matama, the Begodim, they're wearing. The Yafagav Zleinach, this is the Kasha Mashmi, even though they didn't put it down. Even though they're carrying it and walking, still, they're Tomei right away. The question is, V'hocha Hoitzor Ksiva. Here the Torah also says a Lashon of Hoitzor. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, for Hoitzi as a Parm, to take the par outside. So it says Lashon of Hoitzi, carrying it. And here we say that as soon as you carry the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're still holding it and still walking, you're Matama Begodim right away. The question is why? The Torah says a Lashon of Hoitzor here. That's the Kasha. There it says, Hoyosev Lenoison. How do they carry these Purim, these animals, the Chatois that's supposed to be burnt? They used to carry it on sticks, Bemutais. Horishonim Yotzu Chutz L'Chaymas Azorim. As soon as the first two went outside the Chaymas Azorim, of the Beis HaMikdash, V'achronim Lo Yotzu, and the last two, they didn't go out. As mutas means sticks, you have two people holding the two ends of the sticks. And here you have four people. There are two sticks, and the animals lying across these both sticks. So when the first two people went out, Horishonim Etamim Begodim. Right away, as soon as the first two people left the Beis HaMikdash, they have Tumas Begodim now. They carry this Purim outside, they're Matama the Begodim. What about the bottom to the back two people? Ain't Matama Begodim. Their Begodim are not Tomei yet. Why? Because they didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. You only Tomei when you leave the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him, the question is, the first two people, when they leave the Beis HaMikdash, why do we say right away, it's called they carry this Basar outside, therefore they're Tomei? The Pasuk says, Lashon of Hoitzor. And you're telling me now, wherever the Torah says the word Hoitzor, it means like Shabbos, that there has to be an Akira, you have to pick it up, and Hanok, you have to put it down. And here they didn't put it down, here they're still walking with it. And the Gemara, who Moisev lo v'u mafarek lo, he asked the question, and he himself gives the answer, v'nigrorim. We're talking about now, not that they're holding it on top of their shoulders, but rather they're dragging along the meat. So Drashi v'nigrorim, agave karka, v'ika hanokha. As they're dragging along on the ground, so there it's possible. I don't know if it means mamish, they mamish stopped, or the Chura, or else the Taisa says, "Nalav dafke nigrorim elashay tes gimel lekarka." Filu rabbanon. As long as they're within gimel to the karka, it's considered like it has the hanokha. So therefore, that's why the first people that leave the Beis HaMikdash, they're tummy right away. But since it's dragging along on the floor, that's considered like a hanokha. So that's the Mishnah. Eiver sheyotso miksosoi. We had this more before, that if you have an eiver, let's say you have the arm of the Korban Pesach, that a miksas of the arm they took outside Yerushalayim. So that's called a psul yotzei. As you're allowed to eat the meat of a Korban Pesach, it's only kashrim kalim, throughout the whole Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat the meat. But if you take the meat outside Yerushalayim, that's a psul yotzei, the meat becomes posul, you're not allowed to eat the meat. That's yotzei. What happened if you only took half of the arm? Half of the arm of the carbon is outside, and half of the arm is still inside. So the half that's inside is still a mitzvah tzidik. You're supposed to eat that meat. Now, how do you get that meat off the bone? Is choytech asher megil yetzem. Cut down, or give a slice inside the meat, but only until you get to the bone. But when you get to the bone, you have to stop. Because we're talking about a carbon pesach, and there's a law, the yetzem with sishmeru bo. You're not allowed to break the bone of a carbon pesach. So slice it down until the bone, then the koylef, then like peel off all the meat, the part of the meat that you're allowed to eat, asher megil aperek, until you come to the end of the bone, you come to the end, the joints, the chaytech, and then you'll pull it apart. You pull apart the joints where the bone, the socket to the bone, you pull it off, and that's what you do with this bone. So the Mishnah of the Mekdoshim, but the other kabonis, Trashi b'shar kodeshim, shiyotze mea mikta favor, you have a korban chattis, a korban oilo, korban shlomim, that one part of the animal went out, then we say, koytzeis b'kufyitz. Since the other half of the animal is still inside, that part is mutter, so just take a hatchet and chop it straight through. Shame by Mishum Shvira Tetzim, because by other kabonas, there's no issa to break the bones. So there, you have a korban that half is kosher, half is no good, just chop off the half that's no good. That part you have to burn, but the part that's good, you could take. It's only a question by korban pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone, so how do you get the meat that's still kosher? You have to take it and just slice it until the bone, and then peel off the rest of the meat. Mino agaf ulefnim kelefnim. Here's a question now. When you're taking the meat of the korban pesach, and you're carrying it outside Yerushalayim. So saying when it goes outside the wall, outside the chaimah, that's a psul yotzei. Ha'agaf, what about the place where the door itself closes in the wall? Like every single doorpost, you have the middle of the door, that's where the door closes. What's the halacha? Is that called like you're inside still, or is that called like you're outside? So Mishnah says, Min'agaf ulefnim klefnim. As when you close the door, the inner part of the doorpost that's inside the door, that for sure is considered like inside the house. That's still inside Yerushalayim, that's not called Yotzei. Min'agaf lechutz. But when you close the door on the outer side of the door, even though it's still underneath the doorpost, but the outer side of the door, that's considered like outside. So the Gemara will talk about what's going to be the halacha of where the door itself is closed. Like when you open the door, what about underneath the doorpost, the thickness where the door goes? What halacha that that has? The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah just says the inside of the door is considered like inside Yerushalayim. The outside is considered like outside. What about hachalonis? What about the windows of the walls of Yerushalayim? If you go on top of the wall, the thickness of the wall itself, that's klefnim. That's still considered like you're inside Yerushalayim. There will not be any psul yotzei on this. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein letfilah. The same halacha is applied by tefillah. So that this man the Yama holds that in order to be able to answer Kedusha, to answer Baruch Hu, you have to be inside the room where the minyan is. It's not enough to say there's a minyan inside, you can be outside. This man the Yama holds no. Letfilah to be yaitza tefillah v'tzibur, to say Baruch Hu, you have to be inside the room where the tzibur is. So what's called inside the room? If you're inside, even though you're under the doorpost, with the part of the doorpost that's inside from the door, it's called inside. If you're on the outer part, that's called like outside. And the Gemara says, well, please give Yabshua Balevi. We have Yehuda argues on Yabshua Balevi. Lalacha, we hold like Yabshua Balevi. So Yom Yabshua Balevi, afilo mechitza shel barzel. Even if you have a pure metal, a wall, that divides between you and the minion, eina ma'asekes ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. That does not make a break between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we hold, as long as there's a minion in the room, so they're allowed to say Kedusha, they're allowed to say Baruch Hu. Let's say you're outside shul and you hear them say Baruch Hu, you're allowed to answer. Even though there's a wall between you and the shul, but since inside there's a minion, then we say the Shechin is like here, they have a right to answer Baruch Hu, to say Kedusha, to say Shemoneh Esrei B'tzibur. So even if you're outside, you're also allowed to answer. We hold there's no mechitza between us and Shemayim. But Rav Yehuda Amar Rav holds not like that. He holds no, you can only answer if you're inside. So what's called inside? From the door and in. The Rashi says, "Chen letzvila." Ho'imed min agav lufnim. Somebody standing from the doorpost inside. Mitzdarf lasarim. V'yoyme chutz lepesachem mitzdarf. Eino masekis shein nasakos lufnei amokim. Shagol v'lufnei v'vein v'vein steam malufon. In Chacham Rashi is a bit so shver. Rashi is mashma that linyan tziruf. Rashi holds that. That Yav Yehuda or Yeshua ben Levi, you could even make up a minion, even though you're not in the same room. So that tells you the question. Of course, it's not like that. V'ein hira. The Gemara in Saito always says that to make up the minion, for sure you have to have the 10 people in one room. You can't make up a minion, 5 people inside, 5 people outside. For a minion, you have to have at least 10 people inside the room. So Taiz learns not like Rashi, the way we said. Taiz learns of how do you have the minion inside. The question, if you're standing outside, can you answer Baruch Hu? Can you answer Kedusha? And that we pass, can you could? Because we hold ein mechitzas and not masik between us and Shemayim. Right, the Mishnah says, Hagufakash, on the Mishnah. Or Martha, you're telling me in the Mishnah, Minagif lefnim, from under the doorpost, from the inside of the door, kelefnim. That's called like you're inside Yerushalayim still. Ho'agaf atzmoy, mashma, the place of the doorpost where the door itself closes, kelechutz. That's considered like outside Yerushalayim. If the door would be open and you take the meat outside enough, under the doorpost where the door usually closes, that's called like outside, and it'll be psul, apostle Yotzei. Amos say, for what does the end part of the Mishnah say? Minaageh for lechutz kelechutz. Only if you're from the doorpost and outside the door, that's called like outside. It's mashmo agafatzmoy, the place of the door itself where the door closes, mashmo kelefnim, mashmo that's still like inside Yerushalayim. So it's a steer in the Mishnah itself. What's the locha, the makam where the door closes and the doorpost, the thickness of the door itself? If you brought, when the door is open and you took the meat outside under that place, is that called still like inside Yerushalayim, or is it still like outside Yerushalayim? So it's a stira. And the Gemara like Kasha, kan bishari azara, kan bishari Yerushalayim. There are two different times you psul yaitse. Like for Kodesh Kedoshim, the psul yaitse is outside the Azor, outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're only allowed to eat from a chates inside the Azor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kan v'shar Yushalayim, that's nogeya to Kotcher Kalam. Kotcher Kalam, like a Pesach and a Shlomim, you're allowed to eat the meat any place in Yushalayim. When is it yaitse? When you go outside Yushalayim. Now, there's a chilek between the Shari Azorah, the door, the mechitza of the Beis HaMikdash, to Shari Yishlayim, the mechitza outside Yishlayim. What's the difference? The Yom Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Nichneima lo niskachu Shari Yishlayim. Hey, how come the Shari Yishlayim, the Rabbanim, were not Mekadish? In other words, by Yishlayim, we say, up until the outer part of the doorpost, you always called inside Yishlayim. That's okay. They were not Mekadish Shari Yishlayim. The Shiorim of Yishlayim does not have Kedusha to it. So fakir. I mean, what's called outside Yishlayim? As soon as you're outside, as soon as you're underneath the place where the door closes, that's also called outside Yishlayim. Because Yishlayim has the first diyuk, that only from inside the door is considered inside Yishlayim. But the makom of the door itself is also considered like outside Yishlayim. Why? Because the Shiorim, the gates of Yishlayim, doesn't have Kedusha underneath the gates itself. Now what's the reasoning why? Because the Mitzrayim, he has to go chutz l'gimel machnas. He has to go outside Yerushalayim. Now outside Yerushalayim, I'm always cold, there's two sun there, so they had rachmanis on him. They said he's allowed to have enjoyment from the chayma, from the wall of goes around Yerushalayim. Mifnei hachama to protect the becham of nechama in the sun, to protect him from the sun, or the gsham of nehagishamim. And when it's raining, they wanted him to have some protection from the rain. Therefore, they said to Mitzvayro, you're allowed to be on the outside of the wall of Yishlayim, and you can even come inside a little bit. As long as you don't come inside enough that you're on the inner side of the door, you're still called outside Yishlayim. So that's why they were not Mekadish, the place of the door, by the Shara Yishlayim. They wanted that to be outside Yishlayim, so that the Mitzrayim could come under there. So that's the deal of the first part of the Mishnah. What is called inside Yishlayim? Only from the door and inwards. Mashaykin, underneath the door itself, that's called like outside. That they were not Mekadish. What about the Beis HaMikdash? The Yom Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Mifneima le'niskach Shashar Nikner. Mashaykin, by the Beis HaMikdash, Mashm, all the Shiorim have Kedusha to it. There they said any gate that you go into the Beis HaMikdash, the thickness of the gate itself also has Kedusha to it. Where are you considered outside the Azara? Only if you close the door from the outer side of the door and outwards, that's called outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the thickness of the door itself in the Beis HaMikdash is considered like the Beis HaMikdash. The only Shah that's not like that is only Shah Nikner. Now the question is why? Why is this one Shah different that they not give the Kedusha of the thickness of the door itself? Nifnei Shem Mitzrayim Oimdim Shom Umachnisim Boinus Yodim. The Loch of a Mitzray is like this. For 7 days he's Tomei. It comes the seventh day, he goes to the Mikveh, becomes Torah, but he's still called the Mechusik Yipurim. He has to bring his korban on the eighth day. How does he bring his korban? The Mitzrayim has to walk inside, near the Beis HaMikdash, and go near to the Shar Nikner. Now to come into the Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to the Zechiv Chorus. Because since he's a Mechusik Yipurim, he didn't bring his korban yet, the Mitzrayim is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. But there's a halacha though, that he could only become Torah if you make his Rikam. You have to put the dam on his behindness, on his hands of the Mitzrayim. So how does the Mitzrayim get his hands inside? The Torah says he goes to this one Shar Nikner, this gate. He stays there, and he comes mamish underneath the thickness of the doorpost, because this one Shar that did not make it Kaddish. It's not called like it's in the Beis HaMikdash. And he stands there, and he puts his hands inside. And his hands are inside, then the Kohen puts from the dam on his hands, that's the way he becomes Torah. So the question is, how could he even put his hands inside? So that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. One man the Yomit says that, Diyas b'niksas loishim ebiya, just putting your hand in, that's not called an Issa. The Rashi brings down. It's the Rashi. I'm dim shum. Rashi b'yoyim shumayin el yemesi pur, is 8 day, a Mitzrayim. L'yachash in his rap, after he got healed up already, the gilach, he took a haircut, with tovol, he went to the mikvah, the Mitzrayim. There is Shimshim came the night time to Shri. The Yadena Mechusik Epurim. Some Tumah went off already, but not completely, because he didn't bring his korban, he has to bring it tomorrow. The Tanya Bakoimus, the Gemara Menoch says, Mechusik Epurim, if somebody did not bring his korban yet, Shenichnas the Yazorah in Shekoris. You should know there's a Chi of Koris. You still call Tumah for the Beis HaMikdash. But now, for Sukkim Deh, Mavoy Tumah Seboy. Now, what do you do with this mitzvah? He has to become tor, or machnes yodov misham. He's allowed to put his hands inside the azel yazara. Loses aleim mitam oshim. That you have to put on the mitzvah on his hands, you have to put the blood from his korban oshim. Sheilu moitzi lechutz. Because if you take the dam outside the base of Migdish, that you can't do. The dam will be possible. The psul yaitzei. So he has to put his hands inside. Now to walk inside, there's no heter. So that's why we let him walk underneath this gate, and this Shah Nikner has no Kedusha, so he stands underneath the gate and puts his hands inside. Ovia the Niksas Lam Shemebiya. I is putting his hands inside the base of Midish. That's called the Via, part of your body. Part of your body is no Issa. Akachinami, another Pshat is, no, maybe Shemebiya. Really, it is Asa. For a regular person, it would be Asa. But here, by a mitzvah, I tell you, Gzeret HaKosavi. There's a new Chiddush HaKroa. The Pasuk says, Vehemid HaKoyin HaMitar Yesish HaMitar Lefnei Hashem. The Pasuk says, you have to take this mitzvah and put him near, that his hands goes inside the base of Migdish, that we can make the, put the dam of the Asher on him. So it's Gzeret HaKosavi that's Muti here. So the kids of this one, Shar HaShan Nikner, they did not make underneath the doorpost Kodesh, so that the mitzvah could walk underneath there. But all the other shurim, the other gates going into the Beis Hamikdash, has Kedusha from where? When the door is closed, from inside the door it has Kedusha. The thickness of the door also is also Kaddish. So that's the Seifa of the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah's Mashma, only the outer portion of the gate is Tor, is called Yotzei. But the thickness of the door itself is not called. That's going on Sharei Azara of the Beis Hamikdash. There it is Kaddish, the thickness of the door. But then the Mishnah says, what about the windows in the wall of Yerushalayim, or else the thickness of the wall of you stand on top of the wall of Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says what? It's called Kalifnim. That's considered like you're in Yerushalayim. There's no psul yaitzei. You're allowed to eat the korban pesach there. There's no psul taking the meat on top of the chaimah or taking it into the window. Omar Rav. Rav learns Gagin v'Yaliyos Leidnis Kashu. You should know the Gagin, the roofs. So how does it mean? It means the roofs of Yerushalayim, v'Aliyos, or the attics, have no kedusha. It has no kedusha at all. So Rashi learns Gagin v'Aliyos Leidnis Kashu. Ben Gagin Yerushalayim. Where they were talking about the kedushas Yerushalayim l'kotchim kalim. There's a loch of kotchim kalim like a shlomim or a korban pesach. You're allowed to eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. What about you want to take it on top of your roof? You have a house in Yerushalayim, and you want to eat the meat on top of your roof. Or else you want to go to the attic. You're not eating it on the bottom floor of Yerushalayim itself. You're off the floor of Yerushalayim. You're standing on top, on an attic, or on top of the roof. House Rav, there's no Kedusha there. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim does not go up to the roof. If you want to eat your Pesach or Shlomim, you have to be on the bottom floor. But if you're upstairs, it has no Kedusha at all. That's what Rav says. Rav Rashi, Ben Gagi Lishris. The same halacha to the base of Migdish, or Azara. The Gdushas Azara with Gdushas Kotcha Kedoshim. A Korban Chatis. You're only allowed to eat it inside the base of Migdish. What about you go into an attic in the base of Migdish? Or you go on top of the roof of the base of Migdish? You're not allowed to eat it there. Because it has no Kedusha. The Kedusha's base of Migdish is only the floor of the base of Migdish. If you go upstairs, it has no Kedusha. That's Rav's Chiddush. Fredi Gemara, Eini Havarai, not like you. But Yomar Rav Mishun Rav Chiyah. Kezeisa Pischa Velula. They used to eat the kezias of a korban pesach and say hallel on it. Well, poka igra. When they used to say the hallel, you say with such a slavis, such a big coil, that kemas, the roof used to crack. From their coil, the roof cracked. That's what it says there. Trashi. Valila poka igra. Lekoil hamoilas hamoin mahalo. That's what the people used to say hallel. After they finished eating the korban pesach, they said with such a loud voice, doimin, it was as if, kilu agagim is pakoin, as if the roofs were cracking. Didn't really mean a really crack. Just mean there's such a loud voice there, like it was cracking the roof already. Shoyomim ha'halal ha'pesach used to say hallel on the korban pesach. Could not come on. We'll see about this later. A korishon turn hallel ha'chilosay. A korban pesach rishon used to say hallel. So the kasher is my lav the achla digra. It says here that the roof was caving in. So kuret means they ate the korban pesach.